Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome on into today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nixon. It's Tuesday, so we get to check in with Mary O'Connell, host and writer of our Check Call community. Mary, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I am flattered to be in the same company as Taco Tuesday. So, you know, you just after you watch all your new Check Call stuff, you can just go get some tacos and start celebrating Taco Tuesday.
There you go. I might end up doing that for lunch today. I like that idea. Let's go ahead and dig on in for our topic for today. And we are back with another freight market update courtesy of Arrive Logistics. And this one, it always seems like it times really well because typically these come right after we do State of Freights here at FreightWaves, which our founder and CEO, Craig Fuller, sat down with Zach Stricken last week. They talked all about State of Freight and gave their market update. But now I'm curious to hear about it from 3PL perspective. Where does Arrive currently see us sitting?
I mean, look, the one good thing about the year so far is that the freight market has been fairly consistent in the fact that it leaves a lot to be desired. So basically, you know, we're kind of seeing that return to normalcy, if you will. But then there's some studies that have come out recently that said that we won't even return to a pre-pandemic normalcy until 2025. They're saying that, you know, this year might not be the great white hope that we all had for it. So pretty much if you have a crystal ball that will predict when the freight market will turn and rates will start swinging up and we can expect to see carriers turning a higher profit, well, Kaylee, then you would be quite possibly the first trillionaire or quadrillionaire that existed in the world if you had a crystal ball that could give all those answers.
And if I could guarantee that that was going to happen, I think that I would also make that quadrillionaire, you know, designation. And hey, if anybody's got some technology to help me out do that, like I'm in the market for some money, like let's make it happen. But at the end of the day, that's right? Like nobody truly knows what's going on. Everybody just knows that we're still seeing the freight market really kind of suck, for lack of better terms. And it's been like that, as you mentioned, for really kind of the first 4 months of this year. We're headed into warmer months and everybody's wondering, is that going to bring greener pastures for the rest of the market? Zach and Craig were saying not necessarily. It's still necessarily not a struggle in volumes. It's a struggle in capacity. Is that what we're continuing to see, is that there is oversupply of capacity in the market and we're simply just not seeing enough exit to get those rates up?
Yeah. So unfortunately, even from the it's fortunately not a horrible time to be a freight broker if you have loads to give out, because now you're sitting there and you don't have to say, come on, man, like, can you just take this one load? I know you're really busy. It's more of people are calling you asking. It's the phone calls that I never really liked getting. It was the, hey, do you have any work for me? Hey, do you have any, like, have anything? Do you have anything? And you would say, no, I'm sorry, I don't. Or like, okay, well, I have 5 loads to give out, but maybe I have 7 to 8 carriers to keep happy. So it's a matter of like kind of giving a rotation of like, okay, well, this week you're going to get one. Next week you're going to get, might not get any. So it's definitely a fine balance between making sure that your carriers are happy and those relationships are, you know, not negatively impacted. Because when it does swing and you do have more capacity and you do have more loads and there is less capacity in the market, you still want to have those relationships and those carriers that you can call to get you out of a tight spot. But it's definitely, you know, we could see some rates improve over the summer, but pretty much by the end of the summer, we can expect it to return back to what it is. So, you know, there's that, there's certain industries that'll see a peak over the summer. But for the most part, it's not going to be really that, that jump start that, everybody yells clear and you take your hands off for. It's not quite going to be that.
So, of course, everybody's wondering now, if you are someone who's in this space and you're still kind of struggling to hold on, what is like the one tactic that is keeping people afloat? Is it maintaining those relationships? Is it just a willingness, if you're a brokerage, to, hey, take it on the chin and kind of cut some margin and cut your losses? What's going on right now with people's methods for survival?
I mean, it's definitely like, it's kind of a combination of everything, because you don't want to say no to building relationships, because that is what's going to help you get out of this tight spot of like, hey, I need to make some money. So, you know, as this carrier, can you take a loss on this load and I'll make up for it on the next one? Something like that. And it's definitely eating into broker margins. But at the same time, that's where those relationships come in handy because, you know, cultivating a strong relationship, unfortunately, isn't necessarily going to put more money in your bank account. Just, you know, by knowing what Johnny and the kids are up to. But at the same time, it does help because if you are a broker and you know you are having those conversations with your shippers, because shippers are trying to drive rates down, which I don't blame them after having paid out the ear for transportation rates or transportation in the last few years when the market was insane. I'm going to be looking to kind of recoup some of those and build up my savings as a shipper. But it really comes down to that kind of partnership and that education that comes from your 3PL or your logistics service provider saying, hey, you can't push the rates down any further because if you do, then it will not be profitable for carriers to run your stuff, which means that your stuff's not going to get moved. So there definitely is that fine line between wanting to drive rates down more and also, you know, maintaining those relationships and maintaining the ability to get your freight moved because a carrier can only take a load as a loss so many times before, you know, it negatively impacts them and we could potentially see more carriers go out of business or anything like that. So I think it's definitely that fine line that the broker has to start walking between making sure that they're carriers stay happy, but also their shippers stay happy. And everybody at the end of the day, hopefully ends up with some money in their bank account.
So one of the things that Craig and Zach talked about pretty intensely on Thursday's State of Freight was the contract to spot rate spread and kind of the really large widening that we've seen. Any thoughts from Arrive on where they're seeing the spread of spot to contract continue to either grow or contract and what they think that means for us headed into summer?
So unfortunately, that was something that we also talked about quite in length. And unfortunately, there's not necessarily a good answer that says, oh yeah, the gap is going to close and, you know, spot and contract are going to become friends again and it's going to be a great time. But unfortunately, you know, we were right in line with Zach and Craig and it doesn't seem to be that the summer is going to save us like we all thought it would. There's some chance for some kind of, you know, blips in certain markets, but as a whole, it's going to leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah, it's something that I think everybody is continuing to talk about as one of those metrics to really keep an eye on headed into those warmer months. Any other metrics, any other indications that you think or Arrive thinks that both your carrier and your shipper should really be paying attention to for any type of turnaround headed into summer?
I mean, honestly, it's what I like to call old reliable, the outbound tender rejection index. It gives you a really good indicator of what's happening in each market. Because as we know, you know, anything under 5% rejections typically indicates that, you know, your spot rates are going to be under your contracted rates. 5 to 7 is that sweet spot of, you know, spot and contract are pretty equal. It's going to be okay. And then once you start creeping over 7%, that's when we start seeing that, that hope that is the inflated spot rates, especially when you get over 10 and especially if you get over 15, which we haven't seen that in quite a while. So definitely outbound tender rejection index and not necessarily because we're going to see that blip. We're going to see the OTRI shoot up around 4th of July, around Memorial Day, around some of those holidays. But it's that sustained for maybe a week or two where the outbound tender rejections are, you know, above 7%, above 8%, starting to creep up and maintain that. So when that happens, that's kind of that we can all take that collective sigh of relief of, okay, I think it could happen. It's that's when you need to start paying attention to go, ooh, are we about to have a moment? Which I hope that moment comes sooner rather than later. And it's really one of the few times I actually want to be wrong.
It's like that first taste of the warm weather where you're like, oh, is this summer knocking on the door? And then you get the cold snap where it brings it back down to 35 and snowy. And you're like, actually, just kidding. That was just a misplaced optimism. Mary, for our show coming up later today, I know we mentioned Arrive Logistics. Who is our guest, though, and where can we find that show?
Well, we bring back the one and only David Spencer. We go over the market. You can watch it on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to Freight Waves and hit the notification bell so you catch all of our new episodes. And then there's a new newsletter coming out on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you're not subscribed to that, you can subscribe to that at freightwaves.com/checkcall. And most importantly, if you stay to the end of the episode today, you can figure out what unhinged question we asked David Spencer this month, because I think he holds the record for the most unhinged questions we've asked him.
There you go. And of course, make sure you subscribe to that newsletter to get a special little discount code that'll help you register for the future of supply chain coming up in just about 8 weeks here in Atlanta. And it's definitely something that you don't want to miss. Mary, thanks for that. We will see you on Friday for Running on Ice, and have a great week.
Bye, guys.